morning. Moving into the last quarter hour of the Earl Ingram Show, Sandy Williams sitting in for Earl. He had to go to his son's graduation for this last hour. We've got a caller on the line. We're talking about sort of the situation in our in this exceptional society of ours, which fails, however, maybe to meet all the needs of those newborn children that come into this world, particularly those who might be required to come into this world based on the right to life movement, but also just society at large in our country and how we're dealing with disproportionate possibilities. And the caller talked about the bootstraps. What were you saying about that?
Well, it's kind of hard to pull yourself up by your bootstraps when you don't even have enough money for shoes. That's the fact.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that bootstrap theory is that how does a two-year-old pull itself up by its bootstraps, right? Or a one-year-old? They can't even get their shoes on themselves, and no one would expect them to. And, you know, I know this. I know that my DNA won the lottery at the time that I was conceived, because I was lucky enough to be conceived by a couple. I was born a white boy. I was born a white boy from a college-educated family, and my parents kept a nuclear family going and were very intent on providing me with everything I needed, and they had the wherewithal to do it. So my DNA won the lottery, but it wouldn't necessarily have won the lottery. It didn't have to work out that way. And then I would have been left to pull myself up by my bootstraps in the neonatal department of the hospital where I was born into. I just think that this notion of bootstraps is such an interesting one, and it sort of absolves society of any requirement whatsoever to operate as a community, because laissez-faire, right? If you're lucky, you're lucky. It's almost Malthusian. There was a famous economist in the early period of economic theory, David Malthus, and he was famous for his Malthusian population theory. Are you familiar with that one?
Vaguely, yes.
His theory, I can't articulate it.
I'm sorry to say.
Well, his theory was that the world would become overpopulated. But it wouldn't become overpopulated because as people became more crowded, it would just be a problem that solved itself through starvation and warfare. And so we didn't have to worry about it because it would just take care of itself. When too many people came into existence, they would kill one another or starve to death. No problem. And is that what the conservative view is as the solution for our social problems? Is it Malthusian that we're just going to let the people who are born into poor circumstances die of famine or kill themselves? Because that isn't a very good process for society at large. It's not a very humane process. It's certainly not an exceptional society solution. And yet, to some extent, it's the solution we seem to have adopted. We almost seem to have a Malthusian policy going with respect to children in this country. People who are born into horrible circumstances are left to read David Malthus and to come up with their own solution as to how they're going to avoid either the famine or the death by warfare. Yeah, you know, in our cities, we have food deserts, and we have dangerous communities. We have gun danger in our cities that is far different than that which exists around the rest of our society. And so, have we really retreated to that? And can we really, as an American body politic, pat ourselves in the back and say we're an exceptional society if the solution we've come up with for our children is basically Malthusian? And I think you've hit on a good point when you talk about bootstraps, particularly for children. You know, bootstraps work, I suppose, when someone's capable of taking care of themselves in society, but that doesn't really happen until we've become mature.
Well, and in many cases, because of poverty, it doesn't happen at all, really. That's, you know, that's part of the problem. The, you know, the conservative approach seems to be articulated or have been articulated recently by our friend Ron Johnson, who has basically said, I'm not quoting him exactly, but he basically said, why should somebody else's kids be my problem? Why should I finance somebody else's kids? Of course, the obvious answer to that is because it is to the benefit of society as a whole, which will benefit you. People like Ron Johnson, they're so rich, they figure, well, I don't care what happens to society. I can buy my way into a safe place, into a good position, and keep all of my benefits. And, you know, who cares about the rest? I mean, it's me and mine. Seems to be the conservative attitude. And I'm sorry, I'm not a conservative, so maybe I shouldn't be the one attempting to articulate this.
But I think that seems to be
the attitude.
I think you've definitely hit on something, but I'm afraid that in many respects that must reflect the general American cultural value, because the socio-political system that we've created honors that approach. Instead of being a society which embraces the family value of bringing every child into a circumstance of opportunity, we did not set up a social economic system like that. We do not have, and we haven't assured health care for every child. We have not assured daycare for every child. We have not assured maternal and paternal time and care for every child. And we have not assured education all the way through to adulthood for every child. And almost every other developed country has. You can go to almost every developed European country and immediately realize that the reason they've done that is they have fully embraced family values. And they have firmly realized the notion that it isn't just their family that needs to be valued. It's every child that's born into any family, into any circumstance, and that's the predominant value overriding all others. And it's worth paying taxes to support that kind of value, because you know what? Your DNA might not have been created in a circumstance in which you win the lottery at the time of conception. When you win the lottery is when you are born and nurtured and provided with all the opportunities to burst out into a society in which you can realize your full potential. And then the lottery winner is not only you who realize your full potential, but it's the society you live in who realizes the value of you realizing your full potential. And so I think you've really hit on something, and I think we can accuse conservatives of being the people without that value system, but I think we have to stand back even further and say, you know what? The American society as a whole must not have adopted that value. It must not be the overriding value in our society, because if it were, we would have a different social economic system. And I think we're coming to a close here, but I think if this show could do anything, if we could guide our social debate into an analysis of whether we really embrace family values, and if by embracing those family values, we're willing to put our money where our mouth is from a tax standpoint and a political standpoint, we could, as America, become that exceptional country that we think we are. Because we would have to make a triage of expenditure analysis. We might spend less on military and more on children. And I would assert that is the trade-off we make. Thank you all for listening today. Earl will be back tomorrow, and have a good Wednesday.